You know, when you watch a sci-fi movie and someone shrinks a car down to the size of a matchbox.
Yeah, you just kind of expect it to work like a normal car.
Exactly, just, tiny. But if you actually tried to drive it, you'd quickly realize the combustion engine physically doesn't work at that scale.
Right, physics sort of gets in the way.
It's a total mechanical illusion. So, welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're looking at a really exhaustive, highly technical research report on a neural runtime called Welvet.
Which is written entirely in Go, by the way.
Yeah, and it basically proves the exact same shrinking problem happens with AI. Our mission today is to uncover how engineers are squishing AI models to fit on your everyday devices and the very counterintuitive reality of why smaller doesn't always mean faster.
And to set the stage here, the massive scale of this Welvet experiment is what makes it so fascinating. They didn't just try one thing. They tested 34 native data types, 20 block-packed formats, and like 1,530 cross-numeric permutations.
Wow, that is a ton of testing.
Yeah, they really wanted to see how extreme memory compression actually behaves when you push the hardware to its absolute limits.
Okay, let's unpack this, because we have to start with the most dramatic physical result of the experiment, the drastic size reduction. Shrinking a network down to 1-bit binary representations cuts the weight payload by a factor of 0.008.
Which is just a staggering drop in size.
Right. Taking an 8.4 megabyte buffer down to a mere 68 kilobytes. Compressing AI like this is basically like shipping a vacuum-sealed mattress.
Oh, I like that comparison.
Yeah, it's cheap, it's super easy to transport, but it's a massive time-consuming pain to unpack before you can actually use it.
What's fascinating here is that the unpacking phase is exactly where everything bottlenecks. You would naturally assume a tiny file moves faster, right?
Yeah, I mean, less data to move should equal way more speed.
But the data shows training only speeds up by a factor of 0.83.
Wait, really? That's barely anything. What's slowing it down so much?
Well, standard processors just lack the instructions for what we call subbyte math. The time saved moving those tiny files is entirely consumed by the CPU constantly having to extract, mask, and shift those bits back into wider formats just to do the math.
So storage demotion does not equal compute optimization.
Exactly.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because unpacking compressed data is so taxing, the Welvet engineers tried a pretty radical solution to speed up training. They completely ditched the standard high-precision backup copy entirely,
Yeah, the master weight. They just threw it out.
which is wild. Most AI training uses a 32-bit floating point master weight as this, safety net to accumulate all these tiny learning steps. But
Wait.
if we ditch the safety net and do the math in extremely low precision, aren't we just mechanically breaking the AI's ability to learn?
We are, and that introduces a documented phenomenon called the silent freeze.
The silent freeze. That sounds ominous.
It kind of is for the network.
Yeah.
See, without that 32-bit master weight, the tiny gradient updates simply round down to zero.
Oh, I see.
The system mechanically runs completely fine. Out of all 1,530 permutations, there were no crashes, no panics. But mathematically, the network just prematurely stops learning. It freezes.
So what does this all mean for you listening at home?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, this highlights the brutal tug of war in tech right now. Getting advanced AI onto your phone or your laptop requires this extreme compression, but our standard hardware actively fights the compression.
It really wraps up our deep dive perfectly. We started out talking about shrinking a car down to a matchbox and assuming it would still drive. Welvet proves you can shrink an AI's memory footprint almost to zero, but you simply cannot cheat the underlying math.
You really can't.
So I'll leave you with this final thought. As engineers push to compress AI weights into literal 1-bit binary states, are we fundamentally reaching the absolute physical limit of how densely we can pack human knowledge before the underlying math simply collapses?